If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
On the street.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
Oh, man, it's a sad day for hip-hop, especially in the 90s. Gangsta's Paradise, Hitmaker. If you've missed the news at 6, Coolio is no more. Coolio passed away, man.
At the age of 59.
Yeah, there was an emergency, a call made for medics. I went to a house in LA and he was found there. He was pronounced dead on the spot. No drugs have been suspected. There weren't any drugs or paraphernalia found on the scene. Yeah.
I like that for him.
Yes, right?
Yeah, I like that for him. And I also like it for the industry that, you know, we find out about the death of one that we hold near and dear through his music, and there is no association to drugs.
Yes, they're suspecting a heart attack, though. But an autopsy obviously shall be performed, and we will know what happened. But for now, rest in peace, Coolio, and thanks for the music, fam.
Absolutely. So there's a line in his song. Does he actually say? Does he question whether he'll live to see 61?
I'm not sure if it's 61 exactly, but there definitely is a line where he asks, you know, will I ever... And I think a lot of rappers have it, because, I mean, where they're from, there's obviously crime, drugs, so...
21.
Yeah.
21.
So he does question if, you know, he'll live to a certain age.
Yeah.
But, I mean... He lived way beyond 21.
Of course.
So clearly, where he's from, you know, never in his wildest dreams would he think he'd even make it before, you know, 21, because of obviously so many people have lost their lives at a very young age, man. So yeah, rest in peace, Coolio, and thanks for the music. Oh, you know tattoos, right? Tattoos are meant to be something that live forever, that are permanent, a permanent fixture in your body, on your body. While in the marital world, it doesn't seem like they are. Remember we spoke about how Urambo is now Sylvester alone. after he replaced his tattoo of his wife, well, ex now, because they're divorcing, with a tattoo of a dog.
Yeah, with his dog.
And the dog was at the center of the divorce because the wife was complaining about... The dog. Well, somebody else whose spouse's tattoo is no longer on their body is none other than Victoria Beckham.
Ah.
She had a tattoo of David Beckham's initials, DB. And she was giving a tutorial on Instagram, makeup tutorial online, and people noticed that tattoo, some say, has faded. But I mean, tattoos, do they really, really fade?
Yeah, sometimes over time they do. If they weren't done well, they do, but generally they don't.
Yeah, and I mean, also, I mean, this is Beckham's wife, and you know, I mean, I don't think she would tell it is Tuka, yeah? Those cheap ass tattoos. No, I think, you know, it's the real deal. So we don't know what's happening. However, there's been no word about their marriage being on the rocks. So perhaps she just really let it, you know, with age, to just fade and let
it
all...
Did she not say that as she's growing older and maturing, she's removing tattoos from her body?
I know, but come on, your husband's.
Yeah, even your husband's. I'm not removing
it's
my
just
husband.
Small
initial. I'm not removing my husband from my life. I'm just removing the tattoo of his initials from my body, and not just that in isolation, but all the other tattoos. I think as a Bantu, we read too much into these simplistic things that people do for themselves and how they feel with their own lives. We pry and overanalyze into as a Bantu too much.
Nah.
David Beckham. Ususa I tattoo. Guys, you understand the difference?
Okay, it's just that me, I'd never, you know, like, remove... If, let's say I've got a body full of tattoos.
Yeah.
I'd leave my kid or my wife's name or whatever that symbolizes her.
That's you.
But that's me, right? Yeah. Another person who might have regrets when they go older is some fan of Messi's. In fact, this guy's a football player, plays for Inter Miami.
Yeah.
And he got Messi's autograph on his arm.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Messi autographed this guy's arm.
Yeah.
And then this guy went to the tattoo artist and said, this autograph, I want it permanently on my arm, and it's got Messi's signature on his arm. It's like the wildest thing people do, man, with their bodies or fans. So I wonder what that will look like when he's 80.
Probably Messi.
on the street.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast. And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.